you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Due to talk to our buddy Pete Lee whenever you get a hold of him.
I'm efforting.
Efforting Pete Lee. All right.
Last night.
A little later on, we're going to effort Ben Bailey and also effort Mr. Skin. Mr. Skin. The top, the best nude scenes of 2017 coming up, Mr. Skin.
None of them effort us?
Well, we call them.
Actually, Ben Bailey will be calling
Ben
us.
Ben Bailey calls right. us.
He will effort us.
Yeah. And Craig Evans in the house. And Petey Mack is here. Yo.
Was on this date in 1941.
We actually went to war.
Italy and Germany declared war on the United States. So the United States said, no, we declare war on you.
Well, we declared war on Japan right after Pearl Harbor, right? Which is like 3 days ago.
December 7th.
Yeah, we tried to stay out of the European part of it for a while, right?
But I remember the president saying that some of those kamikazes were good people.
No, he didn't do that.
Yeah.
Or the Nazis. Never said that about the Nazis. Or the fascists out of Italy. None of that.
Both sides. There were good people on both sides.
Yeah, remember how that...
What went down
at
Pearl
Harbor.
Let
that ring in your ears if you actually support the current president.
Good people on both sides at Omaha Beach.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It's tough to be a lefty when we're so righties that we support the FBI, the troops. It's crazy.
Right. We choose the troops.
Lefties.
Yeah.
We troops.
The
troops in World War II, by the way.
Right.
The old troops.
We choose them.
And the
Nazis.
FBI over the Nazis, right.
Right. The guys at Pearl Harbor, we choose the sailors over the kamikazes.
Yes, we do. And we choose the black people to not be enslaved, like Roy Moore says that's the best time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, some of us do.
Yeah.
But we do.
Yeah. You know, we do.
As a group, collectively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's guys on Roy Moore's side.
Oh, yeah. The bigot part, besides the pedophile, alleged pedophile stuff.
No, just small businessmen.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
They would like the cheap labor.
Yeah.
Today's the final campaign stretch.
Oh, Jesus. Why we bring it up? You were going to bring it up anyway, weren't you?
I was.
You know what? I heard a whole bit coming in this morning about Roy Moore. What do you mean about the dating underage people in the mall and all the horrible stuff? It was everything else that he disagrees with. And we just mentioned a couple of them. He said the best times for... Actually, by the way, when he brings up that families being together, that's a question asked by an African-American person in the audience.
I think he just threw that pedophile or child molester stuff out there so he could distract from his crappy policies.
His bigotry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and homophobia. He also has...
Homophobia.
Homophobia. I like that one.
He's a little homophobic.
It sounds fun, though. It sounds like it's too fun when you say homophobia.
It does.
But he lists that we should get rid of all the amendments constitutional amendments we put in after 10. That's got the audio of him saying that about 5 years ago.
Well, we did. We got rid of that prohibition one.
Yeah.
Which I agree with.
Yeah, but we had to add another amendment to get rid of that amendment.
And there's a slavery thing in there. He hasn't, that's, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Women voting. We gave women voting.
If we got rid of them all, what do we got?
No, he said top 10.
The 10.
After 10, we shouldn't, we get rid of all those.
No, but if we get rid of prohibition and the repeal of prohibition, where are we at?
I think we're back.
Are we back to prohibition?
Yeah.
Before prohibition.
I was more worried about women's right to vote and slavery because he wanted to get rid of those two, like freedom, free the slaves, and women's right to vote. Yeah, so because he's a good man. and the good people of Alabama. I'm getting tired of hearing that line. I know they exist. I know they exist, but they're going to lose. So apparently the good people. And I did hear this, because you know what? The most important thing in the world is, as you know, we're talking to a lot of people who agree with this, is college football. And if you're recruiting against him, that's what you do. Because he's not happy, although he's kind of laying low, but he says it'll hurt business and recruiting at Alabama. Because if you have a black guy that wants to go to Alabama, say, well, you know, you got a senator there, besides maybe being an alleged pedophile, is a, I don't know, thinks that blacks are better off enslaved.
Yeah, but it's Bama, Mom.
Yeah. They might get that. But I'm thinking they're going to be recruited against.
Sure. No, for sure. Absolutely.
Mom's going to say, why don't you go play for that nice boy, Scott Frost? That's what she's going to say.
Yep.
I hear moms echoing that all throughout the land.
Actually, just lost somebody.
Because mom will say, "I heard he
lost somebody yesterday
he crushed it on Jim Rome the other day."
That's
a lot of moms are telling their kids.
Did
you hear Scott crush it on Jim Rome the other?
Interviews day? Equal wins,
usually.
Duh.
And by the way, I'm tired of people crushing things. Why has everybody got to be crushing things?
I crushed it.
I don't think I've ever used that phrase.
Nah, I think it sounds pretty
stupid. I never come home and honey says, hey, yo, honey, how
because we've never really crushed anything. Yeah. Think about it, though.
How was your day?
I crushed it. Nah,
we crushed it today.
It was okay for a while, and it sucked for a lot of the time.
Well, there was about a half a segment there. We crushed it.
All right, so get out there and vote. Apparently, they closed some DMVs in some black neighborhoods, too, because you need a voter ID, and they want to get rid of anybody getting a license right away towards the end.
Well, you don't want people
black people
to vote.
No people voting, and this is Alabama, by the way. This is what it's about. That's the most depressing thing about America, I think, is that how we stop people from voting. If you're an American citizen, you should be able to vote. Walk up and
I'll bet
vote.
You, Roy Moore.
And it just drives me crazy that I think it's mainly, I know what it is. It's usually minorities. Suppressing minority votes has been happening forever, and that's the right that does that. And that's disgusting.
Yeah. Roy wouldn't be against the 27th Amendment.
What's that one? No, he's against all of them after 10.
Well, no, this one involves raises for senators and representatives.
Oh, okay. I know that.
Sure, he's all for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they are saying one of the reasons that he, back when it looked like he might be in trouble because of alleged pedophilia and all that crap, one of the reasons he wasn't going to quit is because he needed a gig. People forget. I mean, not everybody is independently wealthy that runs for Senate, and they say he needs a gig.
That's
horrible. But that's one of the reasons he's kind of said,
he's got nothing else.
Right. Yeah. Well, no one else will take him with that record.
Yeah, good point. You can't be a judge. You get kicked out twice.
By his own guys.
Right.
Not by the other guys.
No.
You can't work for a daycare center.
No, you can't do that.
They wouldn't hire him.
You can't do
that. They'll vote for him.
Oh, they will.
Sure, but they don't want him working at the daycare center.
So the party of whatever. It is what it is. It's disgusting.
All right. Move on.
Yep.
Because none of this is any fun anymore.
No. Pedophilia never really has been.
No.
No.
And
just the whole Roy Moore
that
thing.
That did not stick to the tape.
Yeah, just didn't.
I use the word Roy Moore a lot, though, now in conversation. Like, I don't want to go on Roy Moore. I did that yesterday, and we were watching. I was standing by with one of the guys, and there were some kids playing basketball. And I said, there's a girl playing on one of the boys' teams, I thought. I said, is that a girl? I said, is that a girl? Is that just a pretty boy? Because a lot of boys have long hair nowadays, at least my kid does, but he's got a mustache.
Screw that kid.
And the guy goes, he goes, I think that's a girl. I said, after I said pretty boy, I said, I don't want to go all Roy Moore here, but what do you think that is? And he laughed.
Good.
No, that would just fry Roy Moore's brain.
Yeah, because,
what we thought was a pretty little girl, and it turned out to be a boy.
Yeah,
He would just hate himself.
Either way, he's a good basketball player, I'm not sure.
Which is what counts.
Yeah, this all counts.
Chris Brown.
Us.
Bought his 3-year-old daughter a monkey.
The kind that kills?
Good idea.
A monkey or a chimp? Because chimps will bite your face off. A monkey will just throw a poo at you, right? Puss, is that right? I don't know why I asked you that. I don't even know why I asked you that one. That's nothing.
We've all been to the zoo.
But the chimps, chimps will kill you, but a monkey, like those spider monkeys, will just throw poop at you and they say real dirty.
And chimps will outlive you.
Right.
Well, probably not a kid.
I doubt this is a chimp.
Wouldn't be a chimp. Like a, the chimp would like eat a baby.
Would have been like a little capuchin, you know, the little. They're kind of small.
Yeah. Currently legal to own one in about 20 states in the United States.
What's your favorite monkey, Todd?
A macaque. Uh-huh.
See, I was going to leave that alone in the story about the three-year-old.
No, I didn't link it there. I just asked what Todd's favorite monkey
is. I just said I'm going to let that
Todd's
go.
Favorite monkey is macaque.
What is the life expectancy of a monkey, and how high maintenance are they?
What's life expectancy of macaque?
Yeah, this one's a capuchin.
78?
It's a little, they're a little monkey.
What's the life expectancy of a capuchin? About 20, about what, 15?
44 years.
Okay.
Wow. 44?
Have a monkey for 44 years.
How old is this kid?
Three.
Okay, she gets it till she's 48.
And
that's an old.
And that
are you
is,
still around? I mean, look at that monkey. You're right. You still around? You imagine if dogs lived that long, which would probably not be nicer for all of us.
Oh, it would break your heart.
If a dog lived 44 years,
it'd break your heart.
It'd break the dog's heart because the dog's going to watch you die.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all bummed out.
Yeah, the dog would be bumming more than
right
we would.
That.
Yeah, in captivity, they said 45 to 50 years. Although in the wild, their natural life expectancy only 15 to 25. So, but still.
Oh, because somebody will come along and eat them.
Yeah.
Right.
But Jesus.
Hope they don't eat your favorite monkey, Todd.
That's not a gift. That's a commitment.
Last night. Yeah. So I'm eating Todd's favorite monkey.
Well, if you get the Japanese macaque.
Right.
Their life expectancy is only 6 years.
They're smaller, too, by the way.
Over there, they just call it macaque.
And they're also smaller.
Are they smaller or bigger?
They're smaller. It's Japanese. Yeah.
Hard to say.
An African-American macaque.
These actually appear bigger.
Excuse me, an African macaque are huge.
Yeah.
Duh.
Not necessarily Americans.
Yeah, I drew that one up. The African.
Yeah, your Japanese macaque is about 2 feet tall.
That's pretty small. An African one is double that.
I don't know. I honestly don't.
And a European one's about the middle, right in the middle there somewhere.
If you say so.
Well.
I will take your word for it.
That's somebody's job to measure Todd's favorite monkey.
Don't get your kids a monkey as a gift.
Well, not a chimp for sure. But the monkey's still around.
Pets
man.
In general.
I mean, the monkey's going to go to college with this lady.
As a
go
gift
to
or a crappy idea.
Yeah,
it's going to go to a sanctuary soon.
Right.
Probably.
Because once poo starts flying, you're out of here.
Yeah.
Now, if our dogs could throw their poo, it would really suck.
It would.
You know?
We'd have fewer of them.
Yeah, yeah.
We wouldn't have dogs.
We wouldn't have dogs if my dog was whipping poo at me. Oh, you're so cute till you throw poo at me.
Yeah, there had better be some more redeeming qualities in your dog than what they have now
if they are
going to start throwing poo at you.
Yeah, maybe a little something for the effort.
Yeah.
Bring in some extra cash, dog, if you're throwing poo around the house.
To make yourself a little bit more worthwhile.
Exactly.
Do a little cleaning up around here.
Whatever,
pick up.
Yeah.
Or
contribute to the rent.
Generate some revenue somehow.
Something like that. Help out a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a very useful skill in the workplace.
No.
Flinging poo.
No.
It's not.
Otherwise.
You can fling poo in your free time, but while you're working, bring some cash home, dog.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it, dog. I love those commercials, man. I just love Randy Jackson doing the dog. I'm not buying it, man.
Yeah.
Not buying it.
My dog.
No, it ain't working for me, dog. That's a brilliant, brilliant commercial.
I just love that you spoke the words, you can fling poo in your free time. that came out of your mouth.
That's, you know, now you never work when we're crushing a break. This is
yeah.
it.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. According to a survey from online dating site Saucy Dates,
Saucy,
they questioned thousands of their members from around the world, asking them to rank the last person they had slept with from 0 to 10. Now, these are all over the world.
Dating sites. Okay, we all better be quiet.
All over the world.
Yeah.
0 meaning worst ever, 10 meaning best ever. Rank the last person that they'd slept with from 0 to 10. Then reveal which country their sexual partner had come from. They found that men from Australia, South Africa, and the United States scored the highest.
Yeah.
That's good. With an average of 8 out of 10. Women scoring the same average came from Canada, France, Italy, and the United States. So we are all 8 out of 10s, both men and women, for the last time we knocked some out.
You ever bang a Canadian chick? Todd, you grew up right near there.
No. No. Oh, no, yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yes, I did.
All right. Was she from Canada?
No, that was in Daytona Beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she was Canadian.
I think I got... crabs. So I give her a 2. She gets a 2.
Still not a 0.
Yeah, but they're Canadian crabs aren't as bad.
No, they're right? Not quite as bad. Not.
Yeah, they just call
but
them
that's only because it's a minus 7 for crabs.
True. True. Yeah, but it's probably
she
a 9.
She was a 9.
She went to bed with you. It was a 9 at least.
Yes.
And you took off 7 for crabs. I understand that.
From Toronto. Right. Now, when I was... going to music camp back in the days.
just say
you didn't get laid.
Just say band camp.
That was sweet on
like a flute in your butt, right?
Winnipeg.
Yeah. But, she wasn't sweet on you?
Oh, we kissed and made out a little outside.
Those band chicks are hot.
Was she a good kisser?
As I recall.
What was her instrument of choice?
I do not recall that.
Todd.
Todd. Yeah. She played the Todd.
But that must have been... That had to be 8th or 9th grade.
Yeah. I don't know many Canadian chicks.
You're just happy that any chick pays attention to you.
Hell yeah. Oh, absolutely.
8th or 9th grade.
Got your little American North Dakota boner happening there.
So I'll give her a 10, even though I never slept with her.
That's fine. She was a good kisser.
She paid attention to me.
And she didn't give you crabs, at least not in your face.
Right, and no crabs. No Toronto crabs.
Bonus.
That is a bonus.
It really is a bonus. So then for men's average sex scores, Australia, South Africa, United States coming in at number 1, followed by Canada, France, Germany, India, Italy, Spain, New Zealand at the bottom of the list with just 4 out of 10. Apparently they were horrible.
Whoa. How many guys are getting laid? I mean,
okay. No, these are the scores that women gave to men.
God, it's per capita.
Did they break it down?
One time.
Because we like to break it down. You know, we got the sports coming up.
No, well, we are not breaking it down on this one.
They got a 4.
What about the chicks?
Right. If they got a 4, it's got to be for a reason.
Besides a Canadian.
Why is a New Zealander such a lousy lay?
It doesn't necessarily say why they are horrible.
I rate United States chicks as the best in bed. I rate them. I'm a homer when it comes to that.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm a homer when it comes to that.
The worst for women is
Spain.
They've
only ever slept with U.S. citizens. I think. One might have been undocumented.
Yeah. Ever slept with anyone from outside the country?
I don't know how I would have because I didn't meet the girls in college. Were all just American girls and the girls, you know, whatever. And I don't think so, really. I don't really think I ever knew anybody.
I'm hard-pressed to come up with somebody that
that's
I
just
know.
They just weren't in my, you know, in my circle of people I knew, I guess.
Yeah, we never took the backpack European vacation. We never took a summer off of college to go explore Europe.
Yeah, and bang Spanish chicks didn't happen.
Let's see.
I didn't. The word scores for women came out of Australia, New Zealand, and Spain.
But nobody's better than the U.S. chicks, man.
Man, New Zealand sucks.
New Zealand, they must not like it at all.
Yeah.
I've never heard a bad thing about New Zealand, but I've never heard a good thing about it either.
No. So. Exactly.
Well, now they're only getting 4 and 6 out of 10 on the good lover score.
I thought Spanish chicks should be hot.
They're towards the bottom.
Man, we should have
asked New Zealand.
We should have asked Carmen about that. You know, her mom's Spanish. Her mom's a...
What are you going to ask her? How her mom is?
In bed, right. Yeah. And I would ask her because she's pretty Spanish because of that.
She was, no, 50%, sounded.
She's 50% Spanish.
Yeah, and she had
She speaks it.
She would probably know what the flaws are. among the Spanish women.
I don't think there's air conditioning. I'm serious.
Oh, really? Okay. Maybe
that's majority of Spain. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That would factor into it, wouldn't it?
I'm not saying no. I'm not saying no. I just thought they were hot. What's her face is Spanish. I love that chick.
Her.
No. Actress.
Yeah, that one.
That one actress is really hot.
Oh, yeah, she is hot.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, she used to date Tom Cruise for a hot minute. And she's
Penelope Cruz?
Yes, Penelope Cruz. She's Spanish. She's going to be good in a sec.
Selma Hayek, Mexican or Spanish?
She's Mexican. But Penelope Cruz is Spanish, right? Yeah.
Is she Mexican?
I think she's... I don't think she's Spanish. I know that Selma... I know the other one's Spanish. Selma Hayek is... Might be Mexican.
I like her, too.
I do, too. She's got some big old cans.
Well, this says she's... this is just Latina.
Okay.
Yeah, not specifically Spanish.
Yeah.
Selma Hayek is from Mexico, yes.
I thought so, yeah. And then Penelope Cruz is from Spain.
See?
So there's our choice. We just picked two hot actresses. Yeah, they look good. They'd be hot.
They represent the mass population in Spain.
Yeah.
I bet they're good.
Yeah, I bet they're good.
She's great. Mayor in Central Florida had to be busted. The mayor, Darlene Bradley, taken into custody for using dead people's handicapped parking placards in designated parking at City Hall as the mayor was parking there. She's the mayor.
Doesn't she have her own parking space?
Not handicapped.
Well, is there three or four right there and she's next to it? I mean, How far away is she?
I don't know that.
Lazy fat ass.
She's facing felony charges of using a deceased person's ID and possessing an altered or counterfeit decal on a handicap placard.
Yeah, being mayor, you could just get one of those. You go down to the city hall and grab one. I need one of these for my aunt or something like that. And take the thing. Hang it on your window.
Oh, no. She had two or three of these things. On one of them, it expired in 2013, I believe. So she got a marker and made it 2018.
Yeah, you think the mayor would get a pretty good spot to begin with.
Yeah.
This could be that much better.
Is she a biggin?
I haven't seen a picture of Mayor Darlene Bradley.
You know she's lazy.
Right. And ugly inside. And who the hell does that?
Just lazy, man.
She had like a season ticket, like perforated handicap.
Yeah, right.
You know, and just pulling them out.
She does not appear to be a biggin.
She's lazy then.
She's busy.
Right there. Whatever. She's busy. Ben Bailey later. Maybe Pete Lee. Sports with Petey next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.